Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 5th, 2021. There is nothing more perfect than a deficiency. There is nothing greater, higher, or more perfect than a deficiency of connection with the Creator. If I lack adhesion with the Creator, what could be better? If there is a set table in front of me, then it is wonderful that I am so hungry that I am ready to taste all the treats on the table and give pleasure to the owner who cooked everything with love. The deficiency is the only thing created by the Creator. The Creator lacked only a deficiency and therefore He created it. And we just need to learn how to work with the deficiency. This is the subject of the wisdom of Kabbalah, which teaches how to form the correct deficiency. If there is a deficiency, the filling will come. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 3, 2021, Writings of Balhar Sulam, Shemati No. 45 Two Discernments in the Torah and in the Work. The Union of Sense and Reason. In the external sciences, inspiration suppresses the mind, because where emotions take over, the mind stops working. As it is said, lost his head from love. But in the spiritual, everything is the opposite. Here, feeling and inspiration adds attainment and generates depth. Spiritual love is initially built on restriction, screen, and reflected light, that is, on overcoming the desire to receive, unlike in the material world where we are drawn to wherever the desire dictates. However, in the spiritual, the desire for unity and love, for closeness, is built from the very beginning on rising above one's desire. And therefore feelings and reason do not come into conflict, but rather both act in the same direction. And besides, I am attaining something that is not in my senses or in my mind right now. I don't follow my desires and hormones. Every step, both in sensation and in attainment, goes against egoism. And that's why feelings and reason support each other and do not contradict. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 3, 2021, Writings of Balhar Sulam, Shemati No. 45 Two Discernments in the Torah and in the Work. Michael Leitman, on Quora, What Helpful Things Should Be Taught to Children? The most helpful thing that should be taught to children is an attitude and approach to life in order to make a human being out of the person. Children have no life philosophy, no clear attitude toward life, and they have no idea how to position themselves in society, toward each other, and in short, how to be human beings. As children grow up, a lot will change, but throughout the changes, they should develop a healthy attitude toward themselves, society, their country and the world. The central attitude that we need to develop in all people, and that it is desirable to learn from a young age, is love your neighbor as yourself. We wish to together shape ourselves and love others. It is the code for success in a person's individual life, in the life of society, and it is relevant to all times. However, today we have reached a stage where if we fail to realize a common love among all people, then we will have no future. We have built sophisticated technologies and industries, but without relating to each other in a mutually considerate and loving way, then everything we build works to our detriment. Thus, we should primarily focus on how to make human beings out of our children, so that they can grow up to live in a harmonious and peaceful world, and that they will know how to be happy and successful in their lives. Based on the video What Schools Should Teach with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. And I gave to Isaac Jacob and Esau. Prophets, Joshua 24:4. And I gave to Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave to Esau Mount Seir to inherit it, and Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. The paths of Jacob and Esau had to be divided into two directions since they interfered with each other. If they walked together, they would not be able to comprehend the Creator. Therefore, the Creator satisfied them by giving Esau Mount Seir and lowering Jacob to Egypt so that he could gather all kinds of desires there, heavy and selfish, which he lacked for a serious movement toward the goal. Question: it turns out that Jacob seems to be developing, but Esau is not, right? Answer: Esau does not need to develop. We are talking about a desire that practically should not develop. But it is strong and serious. This is an egoistic desire to attain the Creator without correcting oneself. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, June 9, 2021. The Psychology Problem. Question: I can study the upper force of nature either in order to improve my life in this world or to go beyond this world. If I study it to improve my material life, is that also called psychology? Answer: yes, in general it is a practical science if only we could perceive it correctly. The fact is that there is a big problem in psychology. We cannot be objective about what we feel since we are only within the framework of the sensation of our world. Our perception is very limited and one-sided. It cannot not give us full awareness and does not allow us to use science. We cannot correctly measure our feelings, compare them with each other, accurately graduate what one, another, or a third one feels. We do not have the main method of cognition, the scientific one. Therefore, psychology is not a science in a clear, real, rigid sense of the word. We don't have enough measurements. We describe everything very beautifully, in intricate phrases, and no one can convey to another clear dimensions, directions, and statements. In general, psychology is the science of our feelings, which we cannot gradate accurately. From CabTV's Spiritual States, October 15, 2021. From the Common Desire of the Group. Question: what should be emphasized in making requests and addressing the Creator? Answer: a request to the Creator can be formed only through a group. The state in which you want to see the group in the next moment should be addressed to the Creator. There is no other way. You must understand that your soul is your relationship to the group. You can't get away from this. We are still egoists and cannot imagine it correctly, but it is so. We study that only through a group can one turn to the Creator, otherwise he will not hear us. The upper force is integral. It is absolutely in the entire volume of the general desire created by it and hears only what comes from it. Therefore you cannot turn to the Creator with any personal request, it is simply useless and even harmful. You can appeal to him only from the general desire of the group and only for the sake of the general desire. A person who turns to the Creator uses himself as a potential force. And if we all begin to address him in this way, then each of us will fulfill his part as Malkut, and the group is the nine upper Sephiroth. Thus we will come to a state where our opinions, our desires, and our requests will unite together into one single desire for the benefit of others. It doesn't matter if the private desires do not coincide in some way. The main thing is that everyone will act for the sake of others, for others. And then we will receive an answer, and very quickly, almost instantaneously, because our conversion will be like the reflected light, O Hozer, in which the direct light, O Yashar, is clothed. From CabTV's video conference. Many descents and many ascents. Is it possible to advance along the spiritual path without descents at all? But if there were no descents, we would never reach the final goal. After all, we ascend precisely due to descents. We are not able to ascend just like that. There are no forces in me now to perform a spiritual action for the sake of genuine bestowal, there is no anti-egoistic screen and there are no forces of overcoming. I am all from the desire to receive. And how can I bestow? So what is done from above? I am driven into descent, and I suffer, but I hold on. The main thing during the descent is not to stray from the usual daily routine, work and study, work and study. Stand on it stubbornly like a donkey, whatever happens. And then it turns out that the Creator arranges these descents for me, and so be it. But I'm still going on. And then all my descents, in which I could not do anything, are counted to me as if I had done everything. We cry that we don't want to descend because it's unpleasant. But we need to see in them the Creator's work on us. Therefore, let us have a lot of descents, because this means that there will also be a lot of ascents. From CAB TV's Conversation at a Meal, November 3, 2021. The original realization of the Kabbalah. Question. In the article Time to Act, Balha Sulam writes that many books of the Jewish people were written by those people who were recognized as Kabbalists and were in comprehension of the higher worlds. And among other peoples, everything revolved around everyday life, culture, painting, literature. Why? Answer. Because for 1,500 years the Jewish people existed on a spiritual level. After leaving Babylon, the Jews descended to Egypt, then passed through the Sinai Desert, and from there to the land of Israel. Then there was the exile in Babylon, where Nebuchadnezzar reigned, the return to the land of Israel, the construction of the Second Temple, and another 800 years of existence until the 2,000-year exile. For 1,500 years from Babylon to the last exile, we lived in a sense of the spiritual world. Question. Has the Kabbalistic method, which is now offered to all of mankind, already been implemented once in your life? Answer. Yes, but in those days, selfishness was still small. Therefore, a large mass of people could not understand that it is precisely the ascent above our world that is a necessary method of existence, that our world is needed in order for you to enter the spiritual realm from it. Man did not realize this. He believed that he should live in this world in a practical way by developing himself, society, family, sciences, crafts, etc. That is, selfishness had not yet outlived itself, and did not expose itself, as in our time. From CAB TV's Close-Up.